This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily. And that's how you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And, of course, we bring things to the metaphorical table. It's not an actual table.
We are sitting at a table, Daryl.
It's an actual...
There is a table here. It is.
I would call this a table-shaped object.
All right, so I guess we could wind up, you know, getting into discussion of what makes a table, what makes a desk.
Oh, how's it feel, Daryl? Are we getting a little pedantic?
Well, you know, this is one of those things, and you've probably seen the meme where the guy has the really, really tall table and really tall chairs for his horses because the city would not give him a permit to build a barn.
Right.
But he found a loophole that you don't need a permit to build a table, and there's no requirement of how tall a table has to be.
I love that one.
And so he just built like a, you know, 15-foot tall table that just so happens to... be where his horses wind up going for shelter.
Shelters them rather well.
Yes. But, you know, the metaphorical table, we have things that we have brought. One of them, Chris, you brought in.
I did.
And it sort of connects in with something that I think we've talked about over the last couple of years.
We have.
Which is sort of what's referred to as the right to repair.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of famous examples of this. I know that, was it John Deere?
Yes.
Has locked down a lot of the firmware inside of their tractors. And keep in mind, you can spend $400,000 or $500,000 on a John Deere combine to harvest things. But they locked it down in such a way that owners were turning to, like, you know, hackerware from Russia to try to fix their own.
It was like a $20 piece of equipment that I believe they were buying off of a Ukrainian website.
Right.
That sounds right.
But it may have been a Russian-made piece of equipment, but they were buying it from a Ukrainian website because in a lot of the very rural areas, Iowa, looking at you, some of these farmers may have had to travel 3 hours just to get to the nearest certified John Deere dealer.
Right. And the whole time you're doing that, you are not harvesting. And for people that haven't grown up in an agricultural area, harvest is very important. It's called get all the food you can before it all spoils. And it's very
well,
time
and there's
sensitive.
Not just harvest. There's also the plowing before ever plant. There's the tilling. There's, you know, all of this stuff that happens. And if your piece of equipment breaks down,
you're
during one of those time sensitive areas because you only have, you know, a couple of weeks for the optimal planting season.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got to fix that right this very minute.
Yep.
Right. So, I realize that, you know, you're 3.5 hours away, but I'm booked up for the next 3 weeks.
Right.
I can't get you in until, you know, like the end of May. Well, by then, it's too late.
Yeah.
You've got to get this, you know, what some people would refer to as, like, hackerware, and then you can read the code, fix it yourself. Because a lot of these things, you know, because of all the computers in the engines, it's not something where, you know, like our grandparents could just look at it and say, oh, yeah, it's this, you know, doohickey belt that needs replaced. Now there's all kinds of codes and this and that.
Right. Anybody who's worked on a modern engine will attest to this. It used to be, do I have fuel, gasoline, or diesel? Do I have spark? Do I have fire?
Right.
Spark plug. And do I have air? That's a combustion engine right there. Right. That's all there is to it.
Right. So that's what we had been talking about on this right to repair over the last few years. But now there are things to where, and I don't know this personally because I've never purchased an Apple product, but I've heard that some of the Apple things, if you don't take it to a certified Apple fix-it guy, then it turns it into what is commonly called a brick.
Brick. Yeah, they're doing that with the very newest Macs.
Yeah. Yeah. And this article actually touches on that exact example. And this comes to us
from... Why don't we dig into it?
I think we will. What do you think? This comes to us from Motherboard and groundbreaking decision. Feds say hacking DRM to fix your electronics is legal, DRM being digital rights management. And that's often used more in the context of movies or books or music or things like that.
E-books, audiobooks. There are tools.
Yep.
I don't know necessarily where to find them, but I know that they do exist, to where if you download an e-book or an audiobook from Kindle or Audible,
mm-hmm.
there are tools where you can strip the DRM so that you can then listen to that Audible file on your MP3 player.
On whatever device you like. The Librarian of Congress and the U.S. Copyright Office just proposed new rules that will give consumers and independent repair experts wide latitude to legally hack embedded software on their devices in order to repair or maintain them. This exemption to copyright law will apply to smartphones, tractors, cars, smart home appliances, and many other devices. The move is a landmark win for the, quote, right to repair, unquote, movement. Essentially, the federal government has ruled that consumers and repair professionals have the right to legally hack the firmware of, quote, lawfully acquired, unquote, devices for the maintenance and repair of that device. Previously, it was legal to hack tractor firmware for purposes of repair. It is now legal to hack many consumer electronics.
Well, I think they're sort of, you know, putting a cart before a horse here, where they talk about a proposed rule, and then they're talking as if the proposed rule has already been put in place.
Right.
But here's the thing about that. That rule has to, before that rule goes into effect, it has to be published in the Federal Register, mm-hmm. and that's what they've done today.
Right. And then there has to be a public comment period, and generally once it gets to the public comment period, it's going through,
yeah.
Because they almost never wind up saying, you know what, we had so much negative comment that right. we're just not going to do the thing.
Right, and they generally do that. Specifically, it allows breaking digital rights management, DRM, and embedded software locks for, quote, the maintenance of a device or system in order to make it work in accordance with its original specifications, unquote, or for, quote, the repair of a device or system to a state of working in accordance with its original specifications, unquote.
All right, so I kind of want to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
Here, because, you know, I'm fully supportive of people being able to fix their own stuff. You know, if you've legally acquired it,
right,
then you should be able to maintain it, tweak it, whatever you want to with it, as long as you're not causing unjust harm to another person.
Sure.
But I know that a lot of libertarians wind up wanting to say, well, everything should be contract, something, something, blah, da, 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 da. Well, what if, you know, some company winds up putting in their 5-billion-page contract that nobody ever actually reads, that you can only have this fixed by a guy named Johnny that, you know, lives in such and so house in New York City. Doesn't matter where you live, it's in the contract. Anything else voids the contract and violation of the contract, you have to pay, you know, Evil Corp $100 bazillion.
Right. So,
contracts, Chris, and we put it on a blockchain, so therefore it's a smart contract.
It's an immutable contract. Basically, you're playing devil's advocate with a hypothetical. So
this, I am, but right. It's, you know, some kind of weird fantasy that a lot of people have, to where they're like, oh yeah, let's put these contracts that nobody ever reads,
right?
EULAs, end user licensing agreements. Nobody reads those things.
Correct.
Let's put those on this blockchain, and then wind up putting in part of that, not a law that Congress passed saying you can't do this, but
right.
we'll just put it into our contract that you can't do this, and violation is death.
That's even, if you were talking about libertarian society, you wouldn't even have to have a contract.
Right, you but there are some libertarians that fantasize about everything being a contract.
Right.
We couldn't be on this radio show together right now if we didn't sign contracts 5 minutes ago.
Michael, are you one of those guys? I'm not.
Contract? Oh, no. I prefer a handshake.
I do, too. I like
your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we'll jump back into the stories here about the right to repair. do you actually have a right to repair things that you have legally acquired? And I think the reason they put that terminology in there is if somebody winds up, robbing a truck full of iPhones, then they're not going to say, oh, yeah, you can just do whatever you want to with the stolen product. They may, if you went to the store and you purchased your iPhone or your smart TV or your Alexa device or Google Home or whatever, then you can tweak those things that you have purchased. But, right. Something you stole out of somebody's living room.
This reminds me of a story I brought in, but we never covered, but it was about a bunch of thieves who had, it was some device that was GPS enabled, and some thieves stole a whole truckload of it.
Was this on Dumbest Criminals?
It was just a web story, so I don't know where it, what the origins were, but they were apprehended in 32 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, so we'll jump back into that, but want to tell you that in right at 1 week, actually a little less than 1 week, I will be in New York City for the New York City Marathon. The marathon itself is on November 4th, but I'm getting there a couple days early. And I'm going to be running the New York Marathon as part of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of the Innocence Project. Since January of this year, 9 of their clients have walked free. These are innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. At any given time, the Innocence Project is representing about 200 clients who need our help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York, eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana, and there's actually a ballot measure in Louisiana that they're working to pass, where Louisiana is one of two states that does not require unanimous juries for convictions. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. My personal goal for fundraising was $5,000. The minimum set by the New York Roadrunners and the Innocence Project was $3,500. I'm currently at $4,780. Until 8 p.m. tonight, so if you're listening on the podcast, you miss out on the matching. But if you're listening live until 8 o'clock tonight, the Innocence Project is doing a live stream. Any donations that come in through run.freetalklive will be matched up to $130.
Nice.
Run.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, so we've been talking about this story from Motherboard dealing with some new proposed rules from the U.S. Copyright Office and the Library of Congress that will allow you to basically hack or get around the Digital Rights Management, or DRM, which is usually used like a software lock, so you can't go in and tweak something.
Right. So, here's something that libertarians can relate to, because a lot of them love various operating systems that might not come pre-installed on certain Android devices.
Sure.
So installing Lineage OS, or is that the new name, or is
new
that what
name
it used to be?
Cyamod Gen, that's the new version of that. Yeah,
yeah. So you want to put that on, you want to put Red Hat or some other off-brand form of Android?
Yeah.
You're no longer going to void whatever, it might void a warranty, but it's not going to wind up violating some federal law.
I suspect that this will become a case because Verizon in particular, which is we know well because it's about the only cell phone service that works reliably around here.
Hmm.
They lock them down. They lock the
bootloader.
You can't get into the bootloader on a Verizon device. So I would love to see that go away because I'd be swapping that firmware out ASAP. So anyway, back to our story. New copyright rules are allowed once every 3 years by the U.S. Copyright Office and are officially put into place by the Librarian of Congress. Yes, there is a Librarian of Congress.
Yes, because there is a Library
exactly.
of Congress. One there must be a Librarian.
There you go. These are considered exemptions to Section 1201 of U.S. copyright law and make DRM circumvention legal in certain specific cases. The new repair exemption is broad, applying to a wide variety of devices, an exemption to a 2015. The exemption in 2015 applied only to tractors and farm equipment, for example, and makes clear that the federal government believes you should be legally allowed to fix the things you own.
Quote, why is this even controversial?
Because John Deere, basically.
Well, there's been a lot of
John
companies.
Deere has
Apple,
had competitors.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
They do, but you know, they were, as I understand it, suing farmers that were fixing their own stuff and saying, you violated warranty. I think GM was doing the same thing, putting somewhere in the warranty that if you fix this yourself without going to a certified repairman, it violates the warranty, this, that, the other thing, and...
Yeah.
If it winds up blowing up, then we're not covering anything.
Don't come to us.
You know, a company suing its own customers is always bad for that company.
Unless you're Monsanto, yeah, in which case, you know, somehow you wind up just becoming the largest company in the world.
Well, I get the feeling
the
that's not over.
Largest company in the world. Yeah, they're not.
Well, they're the largest seed company. Like, they're the largest in their field.
In their field? Is that a pun, Daryl?
Definitely.
Monsanto in their field. Quote, I read it as an ability to reset to factory settings, unquote. Nathan Proctor, head of consumer rights group USPIRG rights PRG's right to repair efforts, told me in an email. That's pretty much what we've been asking for. While this is a huge win on a federal level, the decision does nothing to address the practicalities of what consumers and independent repair professionals face in the real world. Anti-tampering and repair DRM implemented by manufacturers has gotten increasingly difficult to circumvent, and the decision doesn't make DRM illegal, and that's in italics, it just makes it legal for the owner of a device to bypass it for the purposes of repair. So to be clear, it doesn't mean that Apple or John Deere has to stop using this stuff or eliminate all their hardware locks. What it just says is that you can't hold somebody accountable if they try to get around it so they can do their own repair.
Right.
A good way to think about this is to consider MacBook Pro repair. As Motherboard reported earlier this month, Apple has a built-in kill switch that can prevent new MacBook Pros from functioning if they have been repaired by anyone who is not authorized to do so by Apple. It uses embedded software to do this by requiring the computer to connect to Apple servers in order to verify that the repair is, quote, authorized, unquote. This decision by the Copyright Office will make it legal to bypass that software lock, but actually doing it is another matter altogether.
Right, so it's legal to do so, but the company can make it near impossible.
Right, and they can keep making it harder and harder and harder. But you know what? Hackers will win.
This is going to be an arms race, and it'll probably go on for a few more years. But like you said, hackers will win.
Yep.
This has never gone well for any company that's tried it.
Yep. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
The FBI and local authorities are continuing to investigate at least 10 suspicious packages apparently containing explosives that were sent to high-level Democratic figures and CNN this week. FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney with an update.
The investigation is still in its early stages. I have said this each time that we have faced similar situations, but it bears repeating today. It is vitally important that we do not inadvertently disclose information that could adversely impact our investigation or a future prosecution.
Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to sign an order sending up to 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Today, Vice President Mike Pence had a message for the migrant caravan.
Turn around. We are not going to allow you to enter our country illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in toll-free and join us. Plus, we've also got the Discord call-in lines that you can find at discord.lrn.fm. We'll jump back into the article here from Vice in just a second, but I want to tell you about a way that you can accept cryptocurrency if you have a small business, or maybe you've got a large business where you have a retail point of sale, you know, brick and mortar location where people actually come in and, you know, hopefully spend money and buy things. Well, Chris, you, I believe, actually use this at your place of business.
I do.
Hold on. You shook your head no, but then said I do. I thought you did.
I was messing with you, Daryl. I use AnyPay.
AnyPay.
It's very simple to use. It's so easy I could train my girlfriend on how to accept cryptocurrency payments.
And getting set up is also very easy. There's no paperwork. There's no approval process. If you have a tablet, well, you're about halfway done. Sign up at anypay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses into the setup page. Load the app. That's it. You're ready to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Oh, and they just recently announced Zen is available through anypay.global. Again, get started. anypay.global.
Nice. We've been talking about this article from Motherboard, which is part of Vice.com, and it has to do with the federal government saying it's okay for people to hack the digital rights management and software systems that manufacturers may put in place to make sure that you use their service and their support. So what they're basically saying is you have a right
to repair it yourself. But this is interesting because it doesn't take the next step, which a lot of people were anticipating. Tractors, cars, air conditioning systems, smart appliances, Internet of Things devices, and smartphones all have similar software locks, and they can all now be legally circumvented. The thing is, as DRM becomes legal to crack, companies are committed to making it much harder to do so.
Right. So what they're really saying here is it's not going to be a federal crime to wind up repairing things yourself.
Correct.
By violating the DRM.
Right. But it's also not illegal for a manufacturer to load up their devices that they're selling with all the DRM they like, and they can try to make it really, really hard for you to do repairs.
Right. I think calling this, and this is one of those things where the word right is just an absolutely horrible word. English is a horrible language for actually conveying what you mean.
All right.
Because if you call it a right to repair, some people are going to interpret that to mean that Apple or John Deere or GM or whatever right. other company, they can't put anything that makes it difficult for me to do so because the bureaucrat guy with the Library of Congress said I have a right to do the thing.
Exactly. And that's going to be the challenge. It's going to be educational. The federal government has shown no interest in requiring manufacturers to make it easier to break DRM, which is one of the reasons why the right to repair movement is pursuing state-level legislation to force manufacturers to allow it to be circumvented for the purposes of repair.
All right, so, and this is where I split with, you know, this right to repair thing.
Okay.
There shouldn't be laws forcing a company to either do or not do a thing.
To be clear, there should not be laws.
Right, there should not be laws. And like, period, end of book.
Right, but specific to this, I mean, if a company wants to make it absurdly difficult for their stuff to be worked on, and Michael, you brought this up, I'm not sure if it was during our break or when we were talking, but that company is going to get the scorn of their customers.
That's right.
And it's the marketplace that should be punishing them, and they should not be required or punished for doing something right. that they feel is in their best interest.
Assuming we actually had a free market where company wasn't actually being propped up by the federal government.
Correct.
Looking at you, General Motors, Monsanto.
John Deere?
Yeah.
They have this pretense that DRM is, quote, effective, but then they grant a, quote, user exemption and assume the people will be able to bypass DRM to make the exempted uses because they know DRM is a farce. Cory Doctorow, a special consultant to the Electronic Frontier Foundation and an anti-DRM advocate, told Motherboard in a Twitter DM, "The thing is that these are two contradictory pretenses. One, that DRM is an effective means of technical control, even in the absence of legal penalties for breaking it, and two, that once you remove the legal structure on breaking DRM, it will not be hard to accomplish this. The Copyright Office decision also does nothing to address the many ways that manufacturers have monopolized repairs that have nothing to do with copyright or software. Companies that make it difficult to acquire parts or repair tools need to fix the things you own, and many companies have weaponized the Department of Homeland Security to crack down on gray market and aftermarket parts that are imported from places like China."
Oh, right, and that $20 card reader or chip reader or whatever.
Dongle from the Ukraine or whatever it happens to be, right? Well,
it's a matter of national security. We can't allow this to be imported.
Correct.
Homeland Security, bust them.
Two prominent right-to-repair activists, Louis Rossman and Jessa Jones, have had their Apple repair parts seized by customs in recent months. The win demonstrates that right-to-repair advocates are making progress, but there's still a long way to go until repair becomes easier for everyone. Quote, "Companies use the anti-piracy rules and copyright laws to cover things that are nowhere near copying music or video games," Proctor said. "We just want to fix our stuff. We're pleased with the progress being made, and ultimately we want to settle this by establishing a right-to-repair." unquote.
And, you know, one thing about copying music and video games, as I understand it, if you have a physical copy of a CD or a physical copy of a VHS, you are legally allowed to also have a digital copy of that thing.
I've heard that, and I don't know if I've ever seen
that. It's more of a fair use thing than you're specifically allowed to do this. But the thing about the DRM is this goes, actually, it's about 20 years old now, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Right,
yeah.
So this has been going on for quite a while.
And they're talking about updating that. They're trying to bring it up to the 21st century.
Right.
Which I think we can all read as make it worse.
Because Mickey Mouse is getting close to entering the public domain.
Sure.
We can't have that.
God, no.
Yeah, you know, just imagine if anybody could draw their own version of the Mona Lisa without worrying about going to jail for copying one of the most famous pieces of art. Oh, wait, you can.
You can.
When was 1.0? William Shakespeare ever copyrighted? Oh, right, it never was.
Right, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no, I cannot draw the Mona Lisa.
You can attempt to.
I could attempt to, but like I said...
And it would not be an illegal recreation? There's no copyright law that you would violate at all?
My artwork may be considered a hate crime. That's what I'm concerned about. It's that bad, Daryl. That bad.
A hate crime against the Franks, against Da Vinci himself?
Humanity. I think the whole world would be a lesser place if I attempted to recreate the Mona Lisa. I think we would all feel that deep in our souls.
I just want to see you try to recreate the Mona Lisa because I'm curious how bad it would be.
I did kind of build that up, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
And
yeah,
then it would just become famous for being, you know, like the worst
piece of art
ever.
Hey, you know, fame, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you come about it.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Changing gears, let's talk about Get Out the Vote campaigns. Fee has an article on that, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They are working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Your mind, the us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we've been talking about the right to repair, or actually the proposal by the Librarian of Congress to add an exemption to the copyright laws that are currently on the books to basically specify it would not be illegal for you to get around DRM protections put onto software or possibly also hardware, including tractors, to then repair the things yourself. Again, the rules don't say that Apple and John Deere and all of these other companies would not be allowed to put obstacles in your way, just that it would not be illegal if this thing winds up going through, which it looks like it will, would not be illegal for you to go around those blocks. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling in from somewhere in New Hampshire. Bad Slave,
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey. Glad to speak with you, Daryl. Thank you. I want to just say that the idea of a product that you know, they don't want you to be able to access the features of has been a pet peeve of mine for frigging ever. And I that's why I don't buy Apple products anymore, right? I mean, I don't know why anybody, you know, would want an Apple. I mean, I just was talking to the screener, the call screener, Alex, and he said that he had to jump through hoops to change his iPhone battery. I guess they had glued the frigging battery into the...
Well, Apple's not the only ones that are making batteries that can't be removed. A lot of Android phones are doing that as well.
A lot of phones are doing that, and it's not that they're trying to make it hard for you to repair the phone. It's just that to make everything that small, they have to kind of take shortcuts and glue things together and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
and
I've heard it described as pouring the battery into the void.
Mm. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, I think the guy, Alex, was able to make the change and update the battery. So that doesn't mean that it didn't work. And so, I mean, this John Deere thing is just crazy. You guys are pegging it really well with the idea that you know, to make things harder, you know, for the customer actually to, you know, but I mean, this is the trend. This is the trend that freaking, you know, take away the power of an individual over their own property.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things.
Why would we put up with this?
That's one of the things that has kept me away from Apple products, and especially the iPhone, but to a lesser extent macOS for pretty much ever,
right.
Is that Apple has it so locked down that you can't do it. You can't necessarily do what you want with it.
Right. It is, and it's sort of that Steve Jobs idea of, we have looked at this issue and we have determined what the perfect user experience is. Therefore, I present you the perfect user experience.
And you can't tweak it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's it. Which is fine if you happen to be, you know, an Apple fanboy and you're good with that.
The thing about the Mac is, at this point, just about the only thing I can think of that you really need a Mac for is to develop apps for the iPhone. So,
yeah, and you really don't even need it for that. You know what I mean?
I'm curious here because, you know, like, there's a lot of hating on Apple, but doesn't Microsoft also make it rather difficult to customize Windows?
Yeah.
Not really?
Not
at like an Apple level. You can change your background and you can change your screensaver.
Sure.
But, like, the actual,
yeah,
you know, OS itself is locked down.
Pretty locked down. I would say Microsoft's got much worse security, so it's easier to hack.
If you're a programmer, you can write a program that will do just about anything in Windows.
Right.
And it's actually a lot more open than macOS is. And there are hidden switches. There's
a whole registry.
They're in there. Not even in the registry.
Yeah.
There are places in Windows you can go right now and lock things down or unlock things.
Sure.
There are PowerShell scripts you can run.
Right.
And it's a little different with iOS and, like I said, to a lesser extent, macOS. But I personally, on my computer here, I run Linux, and I can literally do anything I want.
Right.
There's nobody stopping me, nobody locking me out of anything.
Right.
So
nothing protecting you from yourself.
Well, that too.
But right. But for a lot of people, that is the appeal of Apple. That, you know what, they've looked at all this stuff, and they've given me what I need, and I know that I really can't break anything too badly.
Yes.
And for some people, that is, for me, it comes down, it's two completely different philosophies. I agree with open, I hate closed, but I understand why some people like closed.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it should wind up not being some government-forced thing, and there should be a free market.
Sure.
To where if people want, you know, a closed-source thing,
yep,
you go with the closed-source. You want something open-source, go get, you know, one of the... How many different versions of Linux are there right now? I can think of at least five.
Oh, I have no idea.
Over 100.
Yeah, distros, easily, and there's... probably 100 more that we've never heard of or aren't being actively worked on. You know what I mean?
I know.
Just all kinds of crazy stuff.
I haven't built my own ones.
So. Have you really? Nice.
There's a project called Linux from Scratch that you can look up.
I've seen that, yeah.
I have never heard of this thing, but
oh, yeah.
It sounds interesting and way above my technical abilities.
Mine too. But I appreciate that those sorts of tools are out there because... You know, that's why, you know, Linux went from nothing. I mean, it was a derivative of Berkeley?
No, Linux was pretty much done from scratch.
I thought, well, at least some of the original ideas and stuff like that.
Some of the ideas came from Minix, but that was just what he was working on to bootstrap Linux way back in 25 years ago now.
Yeah. It has been that long, and he's back involved now.
Yeah, he has returned to the project.
That's very cool. Linus Torvalds. Torvalds, thanks. I'm just going to slaughter names and let Michael correct me all night. That's okay with everyone.
And thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So changing gears, article from FEE, which is the Foundation for Economic Education, about voter ignorance and what they call the problem with get-out-the-vote campaigns. Article begins, by saying, speaking at a Get Out the Vote event in Las Vegas, Michelle Obama rallied a young audience as she voiced her opinion, quote, voting does not require any kind of special expertise. You know, you don't need to have some fancy degree to be qualified to vote. You don't have to read every news article to be qualified to vote. She continued, you know what you need to be qualified to vote? You need to be a citizen. You need to have opinions about the issues in your community. That is what qualifies you to vote. She shared her own experience. Says, I've been voting since I was 18 years old, and trust me, I don't know nothing about nothing when I was 18 years old. You do have opinions about what goes on. That qualifies you to vote. So, the article goes on, but initial thoughts about qualifications to vote? I know that some people think that it's too easy to vote.
You know, I saw a meme the other day on Facebook. There was a guy in a Home Depot parking lot, and he was pushing a shopping cart, and in the shopping cart was a dolly. Like a wheeled dolly that you would move boxes around with.
Okay.
And the caption was, this guy is allowed to vote too.
That was classic. Just somebody pushing a cart with a cart. Yeah, I don't know. I know that in the Constitution there's nothing about you have to have a certain level of education. You have to have anything to vote.
Right, and the Supreme Court has ruled that literacy tests, not allowed.
Not allowed.
Poll taxes,
not allowed.
Not allowed. Having something that is not a literacy test that is effectively a literacy test.
Correct.
Also not allowed. The article here continues, the former First Lady is legally correct. Other than age and citizenship, there are no prescribed qualifications to be a voter. Voters are free to be ignorant. Ignorance, though, has consequences. We'll continue this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines. You can find those over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.